Broncos and Panthers about to kick off, but before that, we are talking with Brooklyn Decker, actress, model, and football prognosticator. We heard you used to do some prognosticating with Sports Illustrated a long time ago.
I did, with Dr. Z back in the day. Yes. It was one of my very first jobs in New York. We used to discuss our weekly picks, and I loved it.
Now, give us a prognostication. What do you think about, we know you're a Panthers fan, we won't hold that against you.
I'm completely biased. This is not fair to ask. I'm in the stadium in Denver.
I know.
As a Panthers fan.
Have you enjoyed your time in Denver, though?
I just got here, but I'm loving it. So I grew up in North Carolina. I actually live in Austin, and I hear comparisons between Denver and Austin all the time. So this city is definitely my pace. I really, really love it. But as far as football goes, I grew up in North Carolina. You know, what can I say?
We understand. We completely understand. Now, how do you see this season shaking out for both of these teams? Have you had a chance to, you know, look at the Panthers at all or the Broncos?
I have. And first of all, the Panthers have all of their defense back and Benjamin back, which is fires going off, which is huge. And, you know, as we know, they're both two defensively incredibly strong teams. I think Denver has, you know, not an uphill battle, I'll say, but they have a lot of growing pains with this new QB. Two new QBs. I think they keep rotating out. So it'll be really interesting to see what you guys are going through. But again, I think you guys have most of your defense back.
Right.
And I think Carolina has, you know, the our seven offensive players back are strong guys. So, you know, hopefully it'll be better for the Panthers and the Broncos.
We also know you're a new mom. Congratulations.
Thanks.
How is the balance? I know your husband, Andy Roddick, very busy with the tennis world. What's the balance like between football, tennis, and children's programming when it comes to TV at home?
Well, my husband is a closeted Cowboys fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he grew up in Texas. And for some reason, it's like he sort of hides that about himself. So we're kind of fighting over what our kids going to like. But I will tell you, during the Super Bowl, he was wearing his Panthers jersey at 3 months old. So I don't know. We'll see. And we're gonna try to keep him away from tennis.
Oh, really? Okay.
We're going to try. We'll see where it goes. But we're definitely a little bit of a house divided.
How do you guys keep up with everything? You're so busy. You're an actress. You're a model. He's busy with Periscope and the like. So how do you guys keep up with the NFL?
Online, mostly. And luckily, you know, we can access DirecTV wherever we go. Am I allowed to say that on this? And so that helps us watch all the games. But a lot of it's online. And luckily, we have phones to keep us involved and informed these days.
We appreciate you taking some time. We hope you really love Denver, even though it will be hard to root.
It's beautiful so far.
All right.
I can't root for the Broncos, but I can love the city. Is that's fair?
That's fair.
Okay, perfect.
Brooklyn, we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.